It's good to have you back, Beau. Last time we talked about starring my kid, you mentioned your daughter's getting married soon and you were building her childhood stories into books. Now you've also built her a business tool, DesignDraft.ai. That's a bit of a departure from your usual author-focused stuff. Walk me back to that moment. What was she running into that made you think, I need to build this for her?
Well, she runs a design company, interior design, and she actually does some exterior design as well. Her husband's a builder, so they work together on these projects. And she has been using ChatGPT, trying to work with ChatGPT to get exactly what she wants. And it's actually kind of funny, the outputs and what it does. I mean, it's really good, but it's just not the right tool to get the exact picture and the design that she wants. So I decided to actually build a tool for her using not just the latest version of OpenAI image, but also using Google's processor, which does an amazing job, and using a combination of like the best ones. And more importantly, creating a system that has much tighter prompts in place where users can't really screw up, where it's very easy to get exactly what you want by using the user interface. And that's what I did for her, and she's been using it ever since very successfully.
Well, I was curious about that tighter prompt system because on the site you have two modes now, standard, which is like a full room replacement, and precision, which allows for really surgical edits. How does the mechanism and precision work differently? And when does a designer really need that versus a full redo?
Both of them use different LLMs. So I believe I could be mixing these up, but I believe the precision uses the Google's Gemini image, like Flash image, because it also known as Nano Banana 2. At least that's the best one right now, because that allows for very precise instructions. Like, for example, you could say, move the light switch on the wall 5 inches over to the right, and it'll do it. And usually ChatGPT has trouble with something like that. But a combination, knowing which models, where their strengths are and where the weaknesses are, we can make sure that the command gets routed to the right model to give the user the best image every time. And sometimes users may be playing around with it and they just say, you know what, let's just do a redo, let's start from the beginning. And that's their choice as well, but they have that option.
Got it. I have to say, looking at the site, you explicitly target three different user types: the professional interior designers, the general contractors, and homeowners. That's a wider range than your usual publishing tools were for when you're laser-focused on authors. Did that create any design tension when you were building the site? And which user would you say is driving the most usage right now?
I would say the homeowners are driving the majority because it's a much obviously bigger market than interior designers or general contractors. And that's to be expected. But the homeowners will use it for all different reasons, obviously. If you're redesigning a room, if you want to redesign a room, you want to give your contractor an image of what you're talking about. These work a lot better than sketches. You could show them exactly what you're talking about. So it tends to work well. And no, there were no real tensions when building the site. It was just you build it with the market in mind and you just do it. And that's what we did.
On that note about homeowners giving a contractor an image, the pro and agency plans offer shareable before and after links. How do you see designers and contractors actually using that link in their sales process? Is it something they send as a pre-meeting asset, something they iterate on live, or something else?
Both, actually. My daughter is a good example of this, and her husband, the general contractor, they will take these images and use them in their marketing in order to get a client. And it works extremely well Because if you're presenting to a client like what appears to be a photograph of exactly what's in their mind, it's amazing. And they see it and they say, yes, I'm going to go with this because this is exactly what I want. Whereas the old way of doing it might have been a sketch, a rendering, like a really cheap looking computer rendering that looks like it's from an Atari game back in the 1980s. That doesn't work anymore. So who's ever not doing this has a major disadvantage for people who are doing this, like my daughter.
Most of your tools so far have dealt with text, books, emails, press pitches. DesignDraft is fundamentally a visual AI product. What surprised you most about building in the image space versus the text generation space? Where did your existing instincts serve you well, and where did you have to learn something genuinely new?
Working with images is different in many different ways, but it's ultimately the same in the way you have to communicate with the LLM in order to get things done, like prompting and good prompting. So while there are differences, I would say that there are more similarities than differences.
DesignDraft started as something you built for your daughter's business, and now it's its own platform in the Archie Boy portfolio. At what point did you know this had gone from a family project to a real business? And is there a version of this story where she eventually runs it herself?
But immediately I knew that this was going to be for everybody, anybody who wanted to use it. I wouldn't have built it otherwise, even though I love my daughter and I'd do anything for her. If I was going to build a website, I might as well open it up to other people as well. She does get a free account after all, so I think she's happy. And I'm happy as well because I see that my work has a much wider audience and gets used more, and that's kind of what I'm going for. So I knew from the very beginning that this was a real business. I don't see her running this. She's not interested in running the site. She's just interested in using it, and that's fine.
Before we go, for listeners who want to follow up on what we covered, where can they find you and the work you're doing?
They can find me at archieboy.com, which is my website, and they could also go to designdraft.ai to find the site that we're talking about.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Beau, for talking with us today. I love that precision mode distinction with the light switch. It really makes it clear what the tool is capable of. And thank you for spending part of your day with us. Let's get you back on soon. There's plenty more we can cover. Until next time, that's a wrap.